Most of us have one of these things. And remember when we used to, Dave and Linda travel a lot. Do you still use the paper maps? Get the paper map out and look, yeah. I always got Judy when we were traveling because she could read a map pretty good. But we don't do that anymore. Besides that, you couldn't fold them things back up and put them, you know, get them back the way they originally were. So now what we do is, hello, Mr. Google, I want to go to the Bethel United Methodist Church in Tallahassee. Give me directions. And voila, some voice comes out here and says, you're going to do this, you do that, you do that. Well, I think we love our maps, but more importantly, we love navigation systems, GPS, stands for Global Positioning System. There's 31 or maybe more now global satellites up there somewhere that provides us with directional information about 95% of the time. The reason why I say that, one time, two times, three times, this Google guy sent us on a wild goose chase. He took us around the Devil's Elbow. We ended up getting there, but we ended up going around the Devil's Elbow to get to his mouth. So they're great, but they're not 100%. But we depend on these satellites to lead us to go the right way. And all we have to do is plug into that system of choice, whichever it is, follow directions, and we arrive at our destination stress-free, right? Huh. Linda don't have any stress by the time she gets there.
I still keep an atlas.
So our navigation systems give us a sense of security, control, and sometimes comfort, and assurance that we will get where we want to go in the time that we want to get there. It also allows us to keep our brains in partial gear. And this makes navigating our journeys easy peasy. Using our GPS makes sense, maps make sense, directions feel rational, and help gives us the thing to get to where we want to go. And sometimes we don't know where it is, it's somewhere, but we want to get there. We all have a destination. And then we can reach it with no hassle or fret. Barely we need to even think about it. Our navigation system don't require us to tap into our emotions, to commit to anything much, or invest a whole lot on the journey ahead of us, except to keep our eyes on the road and follow the directions. Now you can get one of these driving things and you can just say, okay, this is where I want to go. You take your hands off the wheel and it drives you and you just sit and talk with your friends or whatever. Not for me. We want directional indicators. That's why we got turn signals in our car. We got the directional indicator. We would also like to have directional indicators for our life. How easy would it be just to follow directions? As though we are putting together a bookshelf or anything else that comes with. Sometimes now the kits come with tools, let alone the parts. And you put it together and follow directions. And then sometimes you got two or three nuts and bolts left over. At least that's what happens to me. We all got jobs, we got marriages, we got careers, we got everything in the bag. How handy would it be if we could do the same thing with our faith? Jesus told the disciples, I am the way, the truth, and our life, and you can follow me and I'll guide you up there. 1, 2, 3, easy peasy, presto, all you made it to heaven. All you got to do is abide by the do's and the don'ts, and bingo! You want a free trip to the City of Lights. Well, not Paris. Paris is considered the City of Lights. But you don't know where you might end up. So how nice would it be if life were that simple? How nice would it be if by faith we could just say, by faith, I'll go there. Not that simple. No matter how much we wish we could get a roadmap for our life or for our discipleship, It just doesn't work that way. Amen? So here we got these earth suits. And somewhere on there, if you look, you'll find an expiration date. There's no expiration date stamped on our earth suit. But eventually, we'll leave this earth suit. Because it's not made to go to heaven with us. And as much challenges and physical things we have, I don't think any of us want to take this earth suit with us anyhow. But there is an expiration date. We just don't know when. Life is complicated. Life is messy. Life is rarely rational. Life is relational. As discipleship is about life and relationships, so is discipleship hard? Yeah, it is. But it depends on how you look at it. If you're following a bunch of rules and avoiding the investment in a real relationship with God, then it's going to be hard. So what does Jesus say? This is going to be an eye-opener for most of us. You know, lawyers, doctors, they all get, well, I'm going to get into practice, and I'm going to practice for the rest of my life, and that's good. But we, as humans, followers of God, got to do the same thing. We got to practice our faith. But it's not just all of us or you in dismay. This is the frustration, I think, that we see every time Jesus' disciples have a conversation with him about discipleship. Well, here we are, modern-day disciples. We're no different than Peter and all those other guys that was with him when he was here on this earth. Today, the disciples followed Jesus. He taught them things. He showed them things. He demonstrated how to do life and have it more abundantly. But now, he's going to leave them alone. And they don't know what to do. Who's going to show them the way? No GPS? Well, maybe they could get JPS, Jesus Positioning Center. No teacher, no leader to pave the way forward and set the direction for them. How will they know what to do? How will they know where to go? The disciples were no different than us today. We want a map. Jesus said, no, you don't need a map. You need a relationship with the God through the living Christ. A what? A relationship with God. So while we are thinking about how to accomplish a set of tasks and goals and rules, Jesus wants us to be in relationship with him. Sounds simple, right? No, not as simple as you might think. Jesus doesn't mean that we need the kind of relationship that disciples have had in the past where they simply just followed him around and do whatever he says. No, things are changing. The kind of relationship he wants them to have with him requires them to see him as the focus of their journey is entirely new. Not physical, but spiritual, communal, and requires an awful lot of trust and faith. Emotional intimacy and heart. The kind of trust won't come easy to the disciples. And for many of us, it doesn't come any easier. We want the easy route to heaven, the checklist, attaining eternity. Jesus said it doesn't work that way. You know, when we get on an airplane, we trust that guy up front driving that old plane. But you know what he does before he takes off? He's got a checklist. Boom. Now, Thomas, the ever practical, logical disciple, argues, Jesus, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Or you might say today, okay, I'll just put the address in Google. Jesus answered, "No, no, no. I am the way." Say, what? How frustrating it must have been for Thomas and the rest of the disciples too. Let's face it, how frustrating that is for us also. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. It means the way. Before we were called Christians, the whole movement was called the way. Because Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. God isn't charting the course for us to follow or chopping up good deeds. We like to do good deeds. And we say, oh, well, we got another crown, another jewel in our crown when we get to heaven. Checking off all the ministry tasks that we've done our life. Well, the way to God is through Jesus. Entering into a spiritual, emotional, out of this world kind of relationship with Christ through the invisible presence of the Holy Spirit. It's amazing. He is with us. He is always with us. Sometimes we confuse the gift of the Holy Spirit with our conscience. But He's always there with us, always guiding us and strengthening us, giving us understanding about things and helping people. So what does it mean that Christianity is a relational religion? Because we don't have a religion as Christians. We have a relationship with the living God through Christ. We don't merely follow Jesus' teaching or His wisdom with a to-do list and His ideals for good living, although they're important. He wants us to pay attention to all of these things. We don't just get a book of stuff to memorize. It's good to memorize the Apostles' Creed and the Lord's Prayer and all that. That's important. And it's good to do good deeds that will ensure us our heavenly destination. And it's good that we do those things, but we don't need them. No, the way, the walk, the way of Jesus through an intimate and devoted, committed relationship with Him. Faith is who He is. Trust in the way He will lead us. Willingness to invest in Him. And allowing Him to direct our lives, even when He takes us in directions we don't want to go. It's not setting our GPS to get our destination. It's closing our eyes and trusting that when we give our hearts to Jesus, we're already there. Perfect? No. But we're there. Meaning where He wants us to be. And where we need to be. You see, Jesus just doesn't say, "I will come again and take you to heaven." No, He says, "I will come again and take you to myself so that where I am, you may be also." So where is heaven? Heaven is where Jesus is. The kingdom of heaven is wherever and whenever the Holy Spirit touches your heart and your soul, and give yourself to Him. He is the way. He is the gate. He is the truth. He is the life. Jesus Himself is the destination. He doesn't really merely want our obedience. He wants us to commune with Him, live with Him within our hearts, and He wants us to bond emotionally and spiritually with Him in ways that can uplift us as well as challenge us. Relationships are messy. Have you ever been in a relationship that was messy? Relationships require us to invest not just our heads, but our hearts. They mean that we're not always in control. They require love and trust and commitment. So to be in a relationship with Christ requires us to be in a relationship with someone that we can't see. Jesus is not here in a physical sense, so we can trust. We're going to talk more about the Holy Spirit in the coming weeks and months, because I think it's important that we as Christians sometimes don't realize how important the Holy Spirit is to us individually. We're not out there by ourselves. Sometimes we feel like we are, but we're not. to have a relationship with somebody you can't see, yeah, it's hard. It was hard for the disciples then, and it is for us now. But it gets easier. The more you get the hang of it, all you have to do is give up charting your own destination or looking for a simple set of rules to reach your heavenly goal and focus your attention on getting to know your Creator and Sustainer. All we got to do is open our heart to the supernatural, invisible, emotional, and spiritual presence of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Creator. Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Jesus is God the Transcendent. And through the now transcendent himself, he is also with us in the form of the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of JPS you need that will truly infuse you with purpose and direction and faith and, more important, security. So when we bond emotionally and spiritually with Jesus, he resides in us and we in him. This is what we call true communion.